Hi, Sunshine. I'm Natasha, your host for the Shine Online podcast and the founder of Soul Studio. In this conversational podcast, I interview the brightest entrepreneurs I know with the goal of empowering you to do business in a way that feels real to you. These conversations will bring you no fluff advice, honest discussions, and actionable strategies to help you shine online. There are so many bright brands in the online world, but there's always room for one more. Let's shine together. So something that I have shared on this podcast and over on Instagram is a major shift that I made last year in my business, from going from a social media manager, which I loved doing so much for my clients, and now transforming to a completely different service, which was scary. I was unsure if it was going to be well received, unsure if people were going to be able to buy it and book it. But honestly, going from a very burnt out social media manager to now only doing VIP days as my service and my one-on-one option for working with clients has truly transformed my business. Not only am I spending less time on client work each week, but I'm able to serve my clients better and serve more clients versus only having the same roster. And especially because going to an agency model just wasn't my jam, VIP days have become such an incredible staple in my offer suite. And I think it can really help so many different service providers if you're just feeling burnt out and like you can't scale and make the time for the things that are important for you. So that is why I'm so excited for you to listen to all the gems Jordan has to share. She is the VIP day queen and expert. And I actually joined her Done in a Day virtual conference when I was mapping out my VIP days. And this year, I'm actually going to be speaking about it all on how I used Instagram as my number one source for attracting leads and easily booking out all of my VIP day spots and bringing in a five-figure income like that. It has been absolutely amazing, and I'm going to be sharing my secrets on how I use Instagram to really be booked out, but there are going to be so many other VIP day experts, whether it's personality tests or the systems behind it. So if you've ever considered VIP days, go to the link in the show notes to grab your virtual ticket and hang out with me and Jordan during the Done in a Day virtual conference. I can't wait to see you there, and let's dive right into the episode. Welcome back to the show. And today we are going to be talking with the VIP day queen herself, Jordan. Thanks so much for being on the show with me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me and letting me talk about one of my favorite topics in the whole wide world.
Oh my gosh, I am so stoked. And I will literally give you all the credit for getting me out of monthly managed burnout. And when I found you, I binged it, I fell in love, and I was like, my life, my view on everything has changed. So you've changed my life with VIP days. I am a testament to it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about your story, because I know you probably felt a lot of the feelings I was feeling when I was in that stage of wanting something new, wanting a shift. So give us a little bit of a rundown on your journey from when you first started your business and where you are now.
Yeah. So it's interesting as you kind of do more and more interviews, it's like, holy cow, it's almost been 5 years now. So my beginning story feels like eons ago, but back in 2016, back in the day, I started my business truly with like an LLC, a bank account, and an email address, like straight up, did not have an Instagram, just was out here bucking. And I was 26 when I started my business. So I think naivete, again, can be not helpful in a lot of ways, but in my instance of just not really knowing like the consequences of I'm going to go out on my own served me well.
So yeah,
not to say everyone at 26 is naive, but looking back, I'm like, I just was fearless. I don't know what I was thinking, but I started out doing services. So I had monthly retainers. I had four clients. Each client had 10 hours of my time a week. And things were going well. You know, I was, again, naive and just was like, I want to make $3,500 per client. And so that's what I did. And so I was making a cool like 12K a month in monthly retainers, which is pretty rare for a lot of people. Again, kind of thinking like maybe I'll get like one client and like it'll be fine. But I am big, big, big on relationships. And you'll hear this probably throughout the interview, but I could not have found the clients that I did without connecting with other people and saying, hey, do you know anybody that needs help with this? And people will be like, sure. And so I started out again, a typical monthly retainer process. And about 5 months in, I hated my business. It didn't take long. And you know, what Natasha and I were talking about before the interview was just like this whole like burnout and energy management. That really was the crux of why there needed to be a change, because I actually, 3 out of my 4 clients were launching, and these were 7-figure business owners expecting, you know, 6-figure and launch revenue. And I was over it. Very quickly. I call September 2016 Launchmageddon, because it was honestly like the worst. And so coming out of that, I got rid of 2 clients off the bat in October and kept 2 just to, you know, like live and pay taxes, and was looking for something else. But I knew that I didn't necessarily want to create a course or, God forbid, create an agency. I just was looking for something else. And I worked with a sales coach at the time, and she had VIP days. And I was like, what is this? And she was like, oh, it's, you know, we wait for 3 or 4 hours and go over your offers. And, you know, she's in sales. I was like, can I do this for systems? She's like, sure. So again, I just was like, all right, cool. I'm going to do this, even though I see 0 other people doing this, which is like what people tell you not to do. They're right. Like, make sure other people have done this before you take the leap, because if someone else hasn't done it, that means it doesn't work. And I was like, whatever. So I started down the road of VIP days, and about a month and a half after that conversation with the sales coach, I got my first VIP day, and I help people with their client management processes. So I think like Dubsado, HoneyBook, ActiveCampaign, those sorts of things, setting all of that up in a single day. From my very first one, even though I technically had to bonus an hour because I ran out of time, I knew that this was how I wanted to work with people, because one of my main strengths is focus. And the issue with monthly retainers for me was like there was no focus. It's just like constant work, pinging, just somebody always needing something from you. And like, I could never get into my focus zone. And with VIP days, it's like, you're in for a day and then bye-bye, like send you on your way, you're good to go. And that just felt so great to me that that became like the main revenue source in my business from 2017 through 2019. And it was awesome because I worked with about 4 to 6 clients a month. And so I worked with clients 4 to 6 days a month. And so the rest of the month, I got to decide, you know, whatever I felt like doing, which for me would be like jigsaw puzzles, travel, all of those sorts of things. And then in 2020, it was like, all right, everyone else wants to, you know, learn how I'm basically, you know, making 6 figures, working 4 days a month with clients. And that's how, you know, my program Done in a Day was born. And now I'm just like all things VIP days all the time. And it's been a real joy to help others come into this revolution with me.
Yes. And I think when I think of the online business space, I feel like you have really found just the complete expertise in that space of VIP days. Like whenever someone asks about VIP days, I'm like, yep, Jordan's your girl. Like if you ever left VIP days, like I'd be like, oh my gosh, what is even happening? But I love how you touched on a lot of feelings that I see other service providers and even in myself experience. And I think you kind of gave a nice little disclaimer of just like naturally when you were talking about it is like some people in agency might be that way that you can scale your energy in your time. But for a lot of people that don't want the back and forth communication or the managing of all the agency members and the client, that's just not for some people, and that's okay. Yeah. But a VIP day, I think, is that really great alternative option.
Absolutely. And a lot of people love working with clients, right? Like we love the transformation we can help people through, and we like the one-on-one personalization. And so there had to be another way. And I'm so glad that the sales coach had the capacity to help me figure out what that looked like for me. And now I can do the same for others.
Absolutely. And I kind of want to talk about, before we dive into like VIP day one-on-one, I want to first kind of maybe see like a little behind the scenes of like the big shift that's happened in your business. Cause you mentioned, you know, yeah. you were like 4 to 6 times a month VIP days. And now you've really made your business all about helping other people with VIP days. And I know that's meant growing your team really fast, which I know is something yeah. I've had to do. Yeah. So like, tell us a little bit about 2020. What was that like? Which I know is a very loaded question.
Right. How much time do we have? So we'll stick to business and whatnot. But I just, again, I had played around with mentoring people around VIP days, and that was, you know, one-on-one calls. And again, that became a bunch of calls on my calendar. And for someone like me, I'm technically an ENTJ when I take the Myers-Briggs exam, but honestly, I'm kind of an ANTJ. So A stands for ambivert. They're basically somebody in between introvert and extrovert. I really need equal times of both. And so I really started to just kind of go into, okay, like I could continue to mentor people with VIP days, but I think actually what I want to create is a group coaching program, because it just makes way more sense for my energy management. And I knew from jump that I would bring on a coach to help facilitate, who's like all people all the time and can love on people, because I have limited amounts of energy. And I know that you also, I think, talked to somebody on human design. I think it was your podcast that I was listening to.
Yes. Related to building teams and everything.
Yes. I was listening to that. And I'm a projector. So I've got about 6 good hours of work in me, and then I'm out. Like, sayonara, no good to anybody. And so that's a guiding principle for me, is a certain amount of call hours that I'll take every single week, because again, my energy management is everything. And whenever I go against it, I regret it and I become sick, and it's a whole thing. So in 2020, I was like, I'm going to do a group coaching program. I joined a group coaching program about group coaching programs, very meta. And it was the best. There was 2 investments. I mean, there's my team investment, which is also one of my best investments, but 2 training-specific investments that like changed the game for me and my business. One being Mariah Causes High Ticket Hybrid. That's the group coaching program I'm in. And then I actually took a 3-day virtual event with Ryan Levesque, all about quizzes. And so our quiz gives us about 500 new leads a month, which has been amazing. And again, just like totally takes our exposure to a whole new level. And so in 2020, it was all roads lead to done in a day. And that's what I say at my team all the time. They're like, anything else? No, nothing else. That's it. And so I've taken a back seat with my VIP days. I do maybe 1 a month now. But it really, I can become even more of a stickler on who I want to work with, because I just, I don't have the space, you know. I'm running team. It's a very different business model. And it's fun, and I love my team and all those things. But 2020 was really amazing to me, and I got to do some virtual conferences, and I'm super excited that you're going to be in our next virtual conference. And so it's really been nice to find a business model that, again, is quote unquote more work than my VIP day business, but still can serve people at a high level and with a level of excellence that I would want it to, without me being energetically drained, which is something that I come back to quite often. So 2020 was really good for me. And again, normally my like monthly revenues, like with VIP days, was between like 185,000 and like 250,000. That's like what those 2 years, 2017, 2018 looked like, I guess even 2019. Oh my gosh, so many businesses. Okay. There are so many years. And then in 2020, my revenue was about 460,000. So I was able to double my yearly revenue, which was really awesome, and employ now 7 team members. Not everybody's full time, but 2020 was really good to me. It was one of the hardest years of my life, a lot of on the personal side, but my business truly, like, I, you know, my name is System Saved Me, but my systems truly did save me in 2020. Yeah. And it was really nice, because I got to spend a lot of time focused on the personal side and being able to still serve my clients, but take time for myself as well.
Like really building this new business model for you to not fight against all of those things that make us different. Cause I think we see people that are like showing up all the time or coaching all the time and, you know, or, you know, creating content all the time for clients, like no matter what it is. And we think that there is this only way to hitting X, Y, and Z goal of serving your client. But chances are figuring out how to work with your, you know, whether it's your personality type, whatever it is. I know people love the Enneagram, all those things. Working with it versus against it is kind of the best business move you can make.
Amen to that. That's everything. Knowing yourself is the most underrated part of running a business. If you haven't gotten to know yourself, then you probably are going to feel like a chicken with its head cut off, like running around. That's really the grounding of everything that I do and why I brought up projector and ENTJ and all of that stuff, because I know who I am and I know how I work best. And so when I'm out of alignment with that, then it causes problems for everybody.
Entrepreneurship is the best way to get to know every single part of yourself. I think everyone can agree with that. So let's dive into the VIP day part. So first of all, just give us a little brief of what is a VIP day or an intensive, and how are they different from like a strategy session or a consultation?
Totally. So a VIP day, what my definition is, I like to use numbers because they're concrete. My definition for VIP day is that is a four-figure offering. That's really big for me. We can get into it if you want, but four-figure offering that lasts between 3 and 8 hours within a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. And it's leading your client through a 3 to 5 phase transformation or process. And I, you know, have that as a definition because I think a lot of definitions are very fluffy and I like you guys to be able to be like, okay, I get that. I get that. I get that. And what is different about a strategy session or, you know, consult, paid consult call or whatever the case is that you're taking somebody through a transformation. You're not just having like a Q&A session or like pick my brain session. That is a completely different offering for a completely different type of clientele. And VIP day clients, they want the big transformation just in a shorter amount of time, and they will pay more money for that. And a good example of that is Disney World. So there's two kind of tickets at Disney World. There's the regular ticket, which is you wait like 2 hours in line for the Peter Pan ride that lasts literally 4.5 minutes. I timed it once. And the 4.5 minute Peter Pan ride is a transformation at Disney World.
Yeah.
And so there's actually a second ticket that's called the Max Pass. And this is, they made this specifically for me, I'm pretty sure, because you literally wait 20 minutes for that same 4.5 minute ride, the 4.5 minute transformation. And the Max Pass is more expensive. It's, I think, over double the amount of cost that a regular ticket is. And so there's always in every industry, you can find this everywhere, right? Like cars that go really fast. Yeah, they're the most expensive. you know, like food delivery, like it's in our normal day-to-day world, but in business, it's the same thing as well. People will pay more money for speed and quality and excellence in every industry. And again, you can see it in one day websites. You can see it in, again, Instagram strategy. You can see it in, you know, strategic planning, all the different areas in business and coaching and consulting. And so keep your strategy sessions and consultation calls if you want to. However, I like to consider that more of a back end offer, not something that you put on your website, because those tend to attract a different type of clientele that they just are kind of trying to puzzle things together. And again, they may not get the full picture and the full transformation that you're wanting them to get, but you can absolutely allow yourself to just go there and go deep with a client fast and allow for that transformation to happen. And so that's really the difference between, you know, those strategy sessions, those paid strategy sessions, paid consultation calls, and VIP days.
Yes. And I think that's such a great example. And when I was mapping out my VIP days with all the recommendations that you gave, I really found that by creating a framework that, because I mean, the first instinct I think a lot of people have is like, how can I spend this amount of time, whether they think it's not enough time or too much time, with just one client and get everything done. But what I've really found for me in the few VIP days that I've done so far, which have been amazing, is that by having like those distinct three and four parts of my framework for Instagram strategy, that it really helped like the flow of the day really go easily, and for them to clearly see each transformation and how it builds on top of each other. So I think that definitely is a very important distinction, which I love that you teach.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it helps with the clarity, right? Like if you go to, say I want to go blonde and like cut my hair short, I could go to somebody who like is just a normal hairstylist and it's like, hi, I'm a hairstylist. Or I could go to a hairstylist that says, I have a 5-step process to take you from dark brown and long hair to, you know, short and blonde. And I'd be like, done. I want to go do your 5-step process because it sounds like you actually know what you're talking about. And so it gives you that immediate level of expertise because you've had to think it through and be able to communicate clearly what the steps and the milestones are. And that just gives people a lot of comfort because people just want to know that you know what you're doing, and having a framework does that.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And I think that it also got me thinking of all the different types of VIP days that you can have. And I think that if someone does like a done for you service, they might think, well, like, can I even do a VIP day? So kind of maybe give us some examples and a walkthrough of like how your day can flow and go depending on what it is that you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's really three types of VIP days, and they are backstage, blended, and bookend. So a backstage VIP day is a lot of times for done for you service providers. And so this is the person who's just like, let me sit in my cave, do the work, and pop it out at the end of the day. So again, the website designers, website developers, copywriters, anybody who does done for you services, that, you know, you don't want to be on a call with a client all day, then you can create a backstage VIP day, which is somebody just reserving that day. And maybe you communicate in Slack or Voxer or something for feedback, but really you're not getting on any sort of like call with somebody. And then there's blended, which is you're on the call the entire time with the client. And this is the one that I do because my clients really appreciate being able to watch the process and familiarize themselves with a lot of times a new tool that they aren't familiar with. And so I'm on the call the entire time. And if you don't like small talk, I would not suggest this type for you. and multitasking, if you're not good at multitasking as well. But I've found that the co-working experience has been really beneficial to my clients. And again, I just know as my, or how I am, I have the 6 hours and then I do absolutely nothing afterwards. Like it is done for the day. I'm, you know, you have to recharge and reboot for the next day because I don't really want to feel, you know, fully exhausted and like overworked and my energy is off. So I just really, really protect those VIP days and whatnot. So I do the blended one. And again, if you do done with you or done for you, it's a good one for either one. So done with you could be like coaching, strategic planning I've seen done here, strategy. But again, also if you want to, I guess, build somebody's website while they're watching, I think that would be a little bit excessive. But if you do systems work and you're having to like familiarize somebody with a new tool, then it could be really a good option. And then lastly, there's bookend, and it's like it sounds, it's literally, you could have, you know, a call at the beginning, a call at the end, or both. And so you can determine if you're like, I know that I need to touch base with my client and there needs to be some conversations, or at the beginning we need to strategize and come up with our plan and then I can go off and be great, then a bookend is going to be really great for you so that you can, again, have that interaction with your client, but then you can be left alone to go and do your expertise and whatnot. And so again, a lot of people who have done with you, done for you, both I've seen work well. And even in coaching, like if you do exercises And part of, you know, the call, the client needs to go off and do the exercises, come back, reflect, have a conversations, then again, bookend may be a good option for you as well. So those are the three like types of how you can structure your VIP day. And it's really powerful because again, how do you work? This is about you and your energy management and how you can show up and serve at your highest levels. So don't, you know, pick, you know, blended if you feel like you're going to be drained at the end of the day, or really check in with yourself and see which one of those resonates. And, you know, backstage isn't better than bookend or, you know, blended or whatever the case is. It's what works best for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to talk more about like what can be included in those days, because I know something that I struggled with, and this is like partially mindset wise of like, I was so used to people paying me, you know, $1,000+ to, you know, do their Instagram management on a regular basis, you know, check in every day, Slack me, checking and changing posts, like all these things. And then I'm like, how can I justify them just spending one day with me? Like, what are they getting out of it? How can I make sure it's truly transformational? So what are some things that you found are really great to include in those VIP days to make sure that you're offering the transformation, but it also being intentional? Because I think this is something I struggled with at first. I was like, I feel like I need to include a million things for them feel like they get value at it. But I feel like when you have like a solid list of what you're including and you're intentional about it, it actually can be like the perfect way to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And simplicity, and when people are buying high ticket like this, again, people think that you have to throw the whole kitchen sink in there. And really, people who buy high ticket want simplicity. They want you to have done all of the thinking and all of the auditing of like what's important and what's not, to be able to come to the call and do only what is absolutely necessary. And so there's kind of, you know, thinking about the tangible results of your VIP day, there's really four types of tangible results that you can shoot for. And it has to do with the level of awareness that your client has on what they need, as well as the depth of execution. So kind of go with me in my like little matrix here, but level of awareness is on the X axis and depth of execution is on the Y. And so in the bottom left-hand corner of that matrix is strategy. And so this is where someone isn't quite sure, you know, what the best plan of attack is for them. And so thinking of like, you know, if you like to plan or propose or map out stuff, then strategy may be the best tangible result that you can give your client. And so again, strategy could be a run through of their next launch in ClickUp, or it could be, you know, strategizing their evergreen webinar content. Whatever kind of strategy you want to do, again, plan, propose, and map are like the verbs, I guess you could say, for that tangible result. And that's for clients who have a really low level of awareness of like what they need to actually be doing. And you can map that out. And again, strategy is a lower depth of execution because you're not moving forward in having to actually implement the strategy, right? You're just giving them the strategy. And so if you go up in the matrix, so still a low level of awareness. So your client still doesn't quite know exactly what they need, but the depth of execution is higher. And this is usually what I call a suggestion. So this is when you are actually looking at a client who has, you know, a current launch strategy or a current website or a current system or something. And you're examining, you're analyzing, you're reviewing, you're recommending, you're auditing, like those sorts of verbs are what are under the suggestion tangible result. And for any of these four S's, you can play around with what your idea is and see, you know, what you want to create from it. And I'll give some examples. So then if you go to to the top right part of the matrix is a service. This one's very straightforward. It's all about implementing, building, creating, setting something up. And that means somebody has a high level of awareness of what they need. I need a website. I need a client management system. I need, you know, a XYZ. And you build that out for them. And again, the depth of execution is high because you're having to put it all together. And then if you go again back the level down, so you are high level of client awareness and low level of execution on your end is called a solution. And that's where you are prescribing, advising, and counseling. So again, the client says, I know that I want this solution and I need, you know, your advice. I need you to counsel me through it, sort of thing. And so that tends to be more of a coaching type tangible result. Again, you can kind of play around with that in a lot of areas. So your four options of tangible results of what people can actually walk away with and be really, feel really supported is strategy, suggestions, service, and solution.
Ooh, that is so good. And I'm sure that if people are kind of brainstorming what a VIP day might look for them, that can really give them the guidance of kind of where to go with everything. And it probably could be even a hybrid too. Like it could maybe include some of those elements. Awesome.
Yep.
And of course, systems is your jam at heart. And I also love all the tools and systems. So what are some of the favorite tools that you and your team use in your business now? And what are some really great tools and systems to have in place when implementing these new VIP days?
Absolutely. So you and I both have a very big love affair of Airtable.
Yes.
It is one of my favorite tools. It is so much fun to play with. And I'm actually super excited. I have a session with an Airtable consultant actually after this. So I just get to geek out for 2 hours and make my Airtables even better. And so I would say Airtable is something, I mean, we use it every single day. Every part of our business touches Airtable. Podcast, all of our client CRMs, like everything is inside of there. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we use as just a really expansive spreadsheet. And then something that I absolutely recommend and I've used since early 2017 is Dubsado. Mm-hmm. And this is it is technically another type of CRM, but it's where you can send contracts, invoices, pre-work questionnaires. You can have a client portal, all sorts of good stuff. And I use that for a really quick 5-minute onboarding process for VIP days. Like literally, you know, back when in 2017 and 2018 and a little bit of 2019 where I didn't have any team members, I was able to just, you know, have a new client, click, 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 put their name, put their email, start workflow. And all of a sudden, you know, they were getting everything they needed to have a really great experience for the VIP day. So Dubsado is one of my favorite tools. It's like HoneyBook or 17 Hats. If those are your jam too, there's nothing wrong with those. Again, it's just like a preference. So Dubsado is, I'm a fan of, and ClickUp is the last one that I could absolutely nerd out on as well. This is again, like a daily use for us. It's a project management software. So like Asana or Trello, and we use it to manage everything. We have so many recurring tasks and we plan our entire conference in there. It is a beast. If you go in there and look, even though we have a pretty simple business, but that is so crucial. Like if it's not in ClickUp, I don't know, I'm not doing it. It's at that point. So, you know, team members know, okay, I know Jordan's not going to do it unless it's in there. So I would say Airtable, Dubsado, and ClickUp are super crucial to how we run our business.
Yes, we are literally systems sisters because we use the exact same ones. And people are like, did you like pay her to say this? Because you already talk all about these. I'm like, no, they're just great. And the most commonly asked question I get, and maybe you can explain it in a different way than I typically do. People are like, so what's the difference between Airtable versus ClickUp? Because I think people don't get like how they're very separate and have different purposes.
Totally. So you can use them in similar ways. However, how I separate them and how we use them separately is that ClickUp is really for tasks and Airtable is for data.
Yep.
So ClickUp, we've got like Jordan needs to come on to Natasha's podcast, you know, or do whatever I need to do. And Airtable has more information like, for example, in our program, we've got, each client is a row in Airtable, and it includes all the questions they've ever asked us. It includes their mailing address. It includes their contract. It includes their birthday. It includes all of those things. So we're able to know where all of that data lives versus just like a Google Doc or something, or even a Google Sheet still isn't quite there, because for us, we're able to upload headshots. We're able to upload, again, the contract into that Airtable row, which is one of my favorite things about Airtable, the capacity to upload actual documents and photos and stuff. So it really, that's how I see it, is ClickUp, tasks, Airtable, data.
I completely agree. I always think of like a tool like ClickUp, Asana, Trello, whatever your cup of tea is more for like project management.
Yep.
And Airtable is literally like a spreadsheet or Excel, but like Excel, but so much prettier and better and more user-friendly. So and the forms, better. I feel like that's something also from being a speaker, I've seen how you use like forms in a lot of different ways. I'm like, this is so smart. I love this. I'm like, so this is what's happening on the back end. I'm all about it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And we use it very, and we've gotten more and more savvy with it as the years go by and whatnot. And I think that again, it really helps to have centralized like compartments for each tool. So if you're using like Airtable and ClickUp similarly, then it doesn't make sense for you to have them both. But if you're using them again and kind of compartmentalize, so the team and you know where what is, then it really works beautifully. And we have a lot of zaps between ClickUp and Airtable and whatnot, which again, we can go into like a whole nother automation situation. But just that's what I would say is between ClickUp and Airtable.
Yes. So helpful. And I know that this episode definitely inspired a lot of people to either revamp the way that they're doing one-on-one work or maybe even consider doing their own VIP days. So thanks so much for geeking out about VIP days with me, and tell people where they can connect with you, learn more from you, and maybe, I don't know, like hear us talk at a conference or something.
Yes, maybe. So if you want to connect, the best way is Instagram DMs and whatnot. And so I love Instagram, and thus how I saw Natasha and her amazingness was like, oh my gosh, she has yellow in her brand and I have yellow in my brand. Yes. And we're like yellow besties. And so she does like amazing content. If people talk about Instagram, like go see what Natasha's doing. Like if people think that what I'm doing is like semi-amazing, I'm like, no. Like, you need to go over here.
You are killing it.
Thank you. And so, yeah, Instagram is my jam. And then, again, Natasha, thankfully, I came to her. She was, like, one of the first people that I came to because I knew that she had VIP days on her docket. And I was like, I want you to speak at my virtual conference. And so we have the Done in a Day virtual conference happening right now. And so you can go check out information in the show notes, I'm sure. But come and register for a ticket to not only see Natasha speak about obviously Instagram and VIP Day goodness together, but we have a ton of awesome speakers. I think we have 26 total, if I'm not mistaken. We have lots of panels. We have a whole panel about, you know, people who buy VIP Days and why they buy VIP Days. So if you're wanting to hear about who are these people, they're going to be at the conference, so you'll get to hear from them. And we're talking about Enneagram and VIP days. Ooh. We've got just so much knowledge and fun coming up, and I'm just so freaking excited about it. So if you are wanting to learn a lot more about VIP days in a two-day conference format, then definitely come and join us. Hear Natasha, hear everybody else. And I would say those two places. Oh, I guess I'll plug my podcast as well. Yes. Because I have a podcast, obviously. So the podcast is called System Saved Me. It's got over 250, 260 episodes at this point for you to go and binge if you are a systems, you know, sister like Natasha and I and want to geek out about stuff. We've interviewed so many amazing people about like all the systems. So you can go there and binge as well.
So much good stuff, and definitely recommend grabbing a ticket for the conference, because literally that last fall, I literally was writing notes, attending everything. And that is how I built my VIP days, like literally. So it is the best resource. And thank you so much, Jordan, for coming on the show and sharing your amazing wisdom.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Natasha. Oh,
Thank you so much to today's expert guest for joining us. If you want to connect with today's guest or check out any of the important links mentioned in the show, I've linked the details in today's show notes. Join the conversation at #TheShineOnlinePodcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating if you love what you've heard today. We really appreciate it and it helps support our show. Remember, regardless of where you're at in your entrepreneurship journey, there's always room for your biz to shine. I'll see you next time.